Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Brother John, and I want to go over Revelation 17 with you. It's pretty straightforward, a lot of conjecture, but it's mainly about the false religions that will whore up with the beast. And there's a lot of false religions. They go back to the time that Nimrod set up, again, the religions, the false religions that so predominated the world before the flood. And, you know, Nimrod built that tower to, quote-unquote, heaven, their own religion from the old, before the flood, and it was against God. They were going to build a tower to heaven and not go through Jesus Christ. So God confused their languages, and by doing that, they came up with a bunch of different gods in different languages, like Isis, and it was the Egyptian god. Then it became Phoenician god was Astora, and then there was Diana during the time of Paul. Then after that, the same goddess became Venus. So it's the same old religion, just with a different name, and it's a counterfeit to the truth, which is in Jesus Christ, which is in the Word of God, which is in Jesus Christ. So that's pretty much the background. Anything that's not of Christ as the center of it, as our salvation, if it's not outside and contrary to the Word of God, the Old and New Testament, if it's, something's been added or taken away from the Word of God, then it's of this other religion. Okay. Chapter 17, verse 1. There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornications, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornications. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Now, that's the nations. That's the governments of the world, the governments and politics against God. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet and color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. And fornications is mainly a spiritual fornication. But all these false religions, Roman Catholicism included, and I'm going to say Mormonism, as examples. You got Shinto, Buddhism, Muslims, all this other stuff that do not point to Christ as our Redeemer, our Savior. Okay. And they all have their beautiful religion, liturgy and buildings and little trappings of this little statue and that little statue. It's nothing new. It's nothing new. You don't. This girl asked me the other day, what's wrong with praying to the saints and praying for them to pray to Jesus? Because you're not praying to Jesus. Why you got to go through these other people? They're dead. Who knows where they're at? They could probably in hell. You got to pray to the living God, Jesus Christ. Verse 4, and a woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Her fornications is in her religion and the teachings of her religion that are contrary to the word of God. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. Now, where was the Tower of Babel at or built? In Babylon. And so that's where it goes back to, Babylon, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carried her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns, as the governments. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. And that beast, that is not confusion. It's not confusion to me. It was the beast that was and is not and yet is. It's the form of different governments that promote the political parties or government that are contrary to God. They're failures. Man cannot come up with a government without having God, Jehovah, in the center of it that's going to be successful. Even the ones that did have it, they got in the way. Man got in the way. So the beast that always influences and persuades fallen man to build a government was and is not and yet is. Excuse me. And here is the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads or seven mountains on which the women sitteth, the woman sitteth. Now Rome has seven mountains, and that is why, or the Vatican City, that is why a lot of writings, like you got the two Babylons by Hislop, well documented, excellent book. Others point to the Rome and the Roman Catholic Church. Verse 10, and there are seven kings, five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These are just different governments that come up and they go down. You know, it's just like there used to be a nation called Prussia. How many different nations have been named? They've been kingdoms and all of that and governments in Africa. Now they're not. Look at that. Iraq and Iran. Those are governments that were formed by the British, by England. Look at the different names of the countries in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe. So that's what this is talking about. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, that's Jesus Christ. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. That's me, and I hope it's you. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. So this religion is an epidemic that's worldwide. It's been that way. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And a woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. That's going to be a lot of people think the resurrected, the reincarnated Roman government. So God bless you. WSM217@gmail.com. Hope you have a blessed day in Jesus Christ.